It's about the coming of the Lord. And I'm so glad that I can speak about it today. When the Lord blessed his disciples, he lifted up his hands, and while he was blessing them, he was lifted up to heaven. That in itself is a message, but we don't have time for that. And the disciples watched him as he was lifted up into heaven and disappeared in the clouds. And two men appeared to them and said, "Men, why do you stand here lifting up your eyes to heaven? This Jesus who has been taken from you, as he has been lifted up, he will return in the clouds one day." And the second coming of the Lord was something very important to the early church, to the Christians at that time, and to the disciples.
Bakhuluma ngokubuya kukaJesu kaningi ningi bebengakwazi ukuvala umlomo ngokubuya kukaJesu belindele ukubuya kwakhe bakhulume kakhulu ngakho kunokufika kukaJesu kokuqala.
In fact, the disciples spoke much about the second coming, even more about his second coming than about his first coming to this earth.
By far, many, many times more about the second coming than his first coming. Kwaba yinto yisimanga bebehlela usuku nosuku belindele ukubuya kukaJesu.
To them it was something wonderful. It was a topic on their lips all the time. Every day they spoke about his coming. In fact, they didn't even expect that they would die before he would return. They were actually surprised and shocked when some among them started dying before the Lord had returned. And then the servant of the Lord, inspired by the Holy Spirit, wrote to them and said, "I don't want you to be confused about those who have fallen asleep." Because they were truly confused, because they had really believed that the Lord would return before any of them would die. And so they couldn't understand how some of them could have died and he had not returned. Jesus himself, before he was crucified, told them about his coming again. Let's now read in Matthew chapter 24,
verse 36.
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
ngokuba njengasemihleni kaNowa kuyakuba njalo ukufika kwendodana yomuntu.
For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah.
Ngokuba njengasentsukwini lezo ezandulelu zamxola zomxolo bebehla bephuza beganwa bendiswa kwaze kwafika usuku Noa angena ngale emkhunjini.
For as in those days which were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
Abazanga kwaze kwafika usamxolo wabakhukhula bonke. Kuya kuba njalo kufika kwendodana yomuntu.
And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So shall the coming of the Son of Man be.
Khona ke kuya kuba khona babili entsimini, omunye athathwe, omunye ashiywe.
Then there will be two men in the field, one will be taken and one will be left.
Ababili bobabesiletsheni, omunye athathwe, omunye ashiywe.
Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, one will be left.
Ngakho ke lindani, ngokuba anazi ukuthi inkosi yenu iyakufika ngaluphi usuku.
Therefore watch, be on the alert, for you do not know which day your Lord is coming.
Kepha anokwazi lokhu kuthi, uma umninindlu ebewazi umlindo, isela eliyakufika ngawo, ubeyakulinda angavumi ukuba indlu yakhe ifohlwe.
But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what time of the night the thief was coming, he would have been on the alert and would not have allowed his house to be broken into.
Ngalokho nani hlalani nilungele, ngokuba indodana yomuntu iyakufika ngesikhathi eningasicabangiyo.
For this reason, you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will.
Bese sifunde nencwadi yokuqala kwabaseKorinti sahluko seshumi nesihlanu. Ivesi lamashumi amahlanu nanye.
And then 1 Corinthians 15 verse 54. Or 51.
Bekani ngiyanitshela imfihlakalo. Asikulala sonke, kepha siyaguqulwa sonke.
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Ngesikhashanyana ngokuphazima kweso ngecilongo lokugcina. Ngokuba icilongo liyakukhala, abafileyo bavuswe bengenakubona, thina siguqulwe.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed.
Nengcwadi kwasePhilippi isahluko sesithathu. Philippians 3 verse 12 or 11. Uma mhlawumbe ngingaze ngifinyelele kuvukeni kwabafileyo.
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Kungesikho ukuthi sengibambile nokuthi sengiphelelisiwe, kepha ngijonge ukuba kumbe ngikakubamba yini lokho nami engabanjelwa kona nguKristu.
Not that I have already obtained it or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which also I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Stop reading there.
UJesu uthi uzobuya. Kodwa akekho sazi isikhathi.
Jesus says he will return, but no one knows the time.
Akakho umuntu sazi isikhathi sokubuya kwaJesu.
No one knows the time of his return.
Ayikho ingelosi eyazi isikhathi sokubuya.
No angel knows it.
Ngisho uJesu uqobo lwakhe akazi isikhathi sakhe sokubuya.
Even Jesus himself doesn't know it.
Ngubaba kuphela.
Only the Father.
Yizo ukuthi abaningi baduke emhlabeni njengoba seyoshthawe bashaye bathi uJesu uzofika ngonyaka othize ngosuku oluthize ngisho abanye abazalwane khona abazalwane ngibaziyo babhale encwadini ngosuku oluthize uzofika uJesu kanti akafikanga uJesu uthi akekho ningadukisa umuntu.
And many people have their theories, and even some Christians, they say that Jesus will come at a certain time or year or even hour. But Jesus says, don't be deceived. No one knows that time or hour.
Ku Matthew 24, ningafunda leso sahluko. UJesu izinto ayishoyo uthi, hey, ngaleso sikhathi. Kuzovela abaprofeti bamanga, bathi nangu uJesu, nangu uJesu. Bathi na sefikile, ningadukiswa yilokho.
And Jesus, in Matthew 24, you can read for yourself, he says there will be people who will come and false prophets will say, Jesus has come again or he's there or is at a certain place. Don't be deceived, he said.
And
he said and warned how evil times would come and the love of many would grow cold.
Eastern Cape. Uthi lapho efika la ehlangana nenkosi bekuvuthe uthando luka Jesu kodwa emva ngokwanda kobubi kwathi kwangena amaphutha amancane akhula njalo akhula waze wafinyelela le kwanokhetsheni etshwaleni eyintombini eyifebeni.
Just like the brother from the Eastern Cape spoke earlier on, he came here, met with the Lord, and his heart burned for the Lord. But then he said, slowly other things crept in, the devil came. That love grew cold, and he started doing the wrong things. Eventually, where did he end up? Out there with the neighbors, boozing there, and with girls. With a prostitute, because that's what a girl that lives such a life is.
Wafika wayilahla ngithi wenze kahle ngoba ubezoxoshwa la ekhaya ahambe asimgcini umuntu onjalo kodwa kenxa yokuthi wayiletha wayilahla wayidalula imsebenzi wathi uyathanda uxolisa nasebandleni ngamxolela ngaze ngathandaza ngithi uNkulunkulu nawe siza umxolele uNkulunkulu. Ngathi ngenxa yokuphenduka kwakho kuyisola kwakho kuvuma ungaqhubeka ngaphandle kwalokho kuzohamba nguba kube isifundo kini umuntu kalahlwa ngokuvuma isono ulahlwa ngokuthula kwesono ngokuhluleka ukusivuma.
But he came and he apologized, he made it right, and that's why he's still here today. If he would have persisted in his sin and not brought it to light and confessed it, he wouldn't have been here anymore. And he came, apologized, we even prayed together and asked the Lord to forgive him too. So you see, this is a good example of someone who makes right his sin. He is forgiven for it. But the person who persists in his sin and doesn't make it right, he must know that he will have to leave. He cannot stay here.
Manje uJesu wathi uma isezobuya kuzofana nensuku zikaNowa bendiswa beshata bakhizindlu beqhubeka bengalindelanga waza wangena emkhunjini bengazanga ukuthi usamxolo selifikile.
And Jesus said it will be like in the days of Noah, where people will be getting on with their lives, they will be marrying and given in marriage and going along as if nothing is going to happen, and suddenly the flood came.
Emkhunjini abazanga abayibonanga angazi kanjani.
And that one asks oneself, but didn't they see that great wonder that took place when all the different animals, the monkeys, the lions, and all the different animals went into the ark? One can't imagine how such a thing could have gone unnoticed.
Umama dokotela Luthulu uthi bengingazi ukuthi khona into enjena eAfrika naseningizimu neAfrika njengosiza abantu. Uma ngihamba ngimbonisa iziguli, ngibonise abantu, wathi bengingazi ukuthi khona. Ngithi mama useduze kangaka khona la iBhilidi. Kufezeka lokho, kuphinda lokho kweBhayibheli. UJesu ezelwe abaseJerusalema abazanga bebengazi. Kodwa abaseMpumalanga lekude bafika. Ngathi how history repeats itself. Wazo watseka. Kuyenzeka impela ukuthi nabantu ababeseduza noNoah.
Like Dr. Luthuli recently, when she was shown around here and she saw what was happening here, she said, I can't believe this. I never knew such a thing was happening in Africa and was possible. And I said, well, it's amazing. You're just from close by here at Belito and you don't know what's going on. And so it was in the time of Jesus as well. When he was born, the people close by in Jerusalem, they didn't know about it. The people from far away, the wise men, they knew about it. And so it can be that people are blinded to the fact. They don't see what is really going on. And in that time as well, they probably saw the boat, the ark being built, and they just saw, oh, here's something being built. They didn't realize what was really going on. That big construction didn't impress them or touch them. They just said, oh, that man is busy doing his own thing. They were busy with their own politics. And at that time, all manner of lust and defilement was around. It was a terrible time. They did all sorts of perverted sexual things.
Like the internet today, it's a cursed, a damned thing concerning sex. Many a Christian falls. And sometimes they come here into this building looking at those damned things. Things of hell.
Njengama computer namhlanje indaba ye internet uzofica abantu bebuka izinto ezinjalo ezizigwegwe ezingasile nezo kodwa uzofica abanjalo bebuka lezo zinto bodwa bazongena lapha esontweni bezenza.
Befunda zonke izinto zamanyala. Bezongcolisa nabafazi babo ngaleso siqalekiso. Hey, nina eningena kulokho liyovuna nengane zenu ziyongena kulokho. Izinwele zenu ziyojika ngosuku zibe mhlophe ekhanda.
And you'll defile yourselves and your wives even with those things that you pick up there. And you will defile even your children. With those things.
Bekunjalo ke ngezinsuku zika Noah kunjalo futhi namhlanje yikho ukubuya kaJesu sikubona kuseduze kungenzeka noma kuphi.
So as it was in the days of Noah, so it is today, and that's why we expect the second coming of the Lord is imminent.
Wathi uJesu kuzoba khona ukuzamazama komhlaba. Kuzoba khona indlala, kuzoba khona izifo,
Jesus said, in that time there will be earthquakes, there will be famine, and many diseases, and all those things are happening today.
Ukuba ivangeli lifinyelele ezizweni zonke. Yebo ngumsakazo nanani. Kodwa ukuba bavangelwe ngempela basekenze kusekhona abadinga ukutshelwa ngoJesu.
It's possibly only one thing that's outstanding, and that is that the gospel is preached in to the uttermost parts of the earth. Even though today the gospel is preached via radio, and that is broadcast across the world, but maybe it still needs a more in-depth working in those areas. Because Jesus said before he comes again, this gospel needs to be preached all over.
Umuti watakashumaye ubengashumayeli intshumayelo laphe shumayela ezitshela.
They say every time Moody preached a sermon, before he preached, he'd tell himself, I've got to preach in such a way, because it could be that before I end this sermon, Jesus will come again.
Nani niyakuzwa lokhu kushisa ukuthi ungenzeka namhla likhala icilongo.
You see that this was something that was burning in his heart. That's what he told himself daily. Is that the life you live, that you live in such a way knowing that he could come at any time before the sun sets today?
Abafundi abazalwane ngesikhathi sabafundi bebehleli bazi ukuthi uJesu zobuya bebemlindele nalabo bebedliwa izifo bethu yagula nje kodwa uJesu zobuya engakafi umuntu baze baditheke uma sebefa abanye bathi bangafa kanjani uJesu engakabuyi.
So the early Christians, they were expecting the Lord at any time. And even when some of them fell ill, seriously ill, they thought, well, they obviously won't die before he does come. And so it was confusing for them when some started dying. How will it then be when the trumpet sounds? They say two will be in the field. And it says that one will be taken, the other one will be left behind. Two will be grinding at the mill. One will be taken, the other will be left behind. I don't even know whether it could be a married couple, this, and one will be taken, the other left behind.
Nomngane wakho ongakholwa angiboni ukuthi ungaba nomngane ongakholwa. Kukhona umzalwane la ongaba nomngane ongakholwa. Nixoxani, nikhulumani. Uyaganga wena uma unomngane ongakholwa. Yebo, ungaba uxoxe nje kodwa abe umngane wakho osesifubeni sakho, hayi, uyaganga.
When people are so close together, you would imagine they must obviously be of one kind. Otherwise, they wouldn't be so close. One can't imagine how you can have a close friend and you're a Christian and he's a worldly person. People birds of a feather flock together. So one would imagine it's of the same kind. It's like what I experienced when I was young. I had a very close friend. But when I got converted, and the time came when he started speaking about girls and kissing girls, that's when our relationship stopped. That friendship stopped. It broke up to this day.
I wanted to speak about Jesus, about saving souls, about prayer. I even say a spiritual and a carnal Christian can't go together. The one is carnal, the other one is spiritual. The Bible says the carnality strives against spirituality. Those things don't go together, even if he's a child of the Lord. But a carnal Christian is an enemy of the spiritual Christian.
Yena befuna ukukhuluma ngeentombi, mina bengifuna uthanda ukukhuluma ngezwi lenkosi nangokuthandaza nomsebenzi wenkosi. Vele bese ngeke sihlangane. Ngize ngithi ngisho namakholo, mawulikholo eliphilela uNkulunkulu elinenhliziyo emshisekelayo. Omunye nje uzibiza ngokuthi ulikholo kodwa uyisiviva kaphilela inkosi. Angiboni ukuthi ningahlangana kanjani.
So most probably they were at work. Well, there you get godly and godless people that work in one place, but that there could be an intimate friendship is an impossibility.
Yebo ke laba babesebenza ndawonye kuyenzeka ukuthi noma usemsebenzini ungahlanganiswa nomuntu ongakholwa, kodwa ukuthi kube khona ukuhlangana ngobungane, hayi angiboni, ayikho leyo nto.
And if he's a white man and he doesn't walk with the Lord, there's no communication. Give me a pitch black man or an Indian that knows the Lord, and I'll be intimately connected to that person. Doesn't matter to me, the curly. Doesn't matter to me. God saved me from that. Wang sees unkulunkulu wang sindisa guku ubanjulul gintundu mina ngimhlophe. Abantu besihogo bakulokho kodwa osindisiwe noma emhlophe. Uma engamazi uJesu bengilethela noma indiya noma unsundu, ngizozwana nalowo muntu ngibe munye naye, sihlanganiswa yiNkosi. Hayi lokhu ubandlululo, kuhlangana abansundu, kuhlangana abamhlophe, into kaSathane leyo. Qonda ukuthi uSathane usenhlizweni yakho.
The Lord is the bond that binds us together, not the color of our skin.
Ayike uNoah wangena uNkulunkulu wavale emva kwakhe, wakhiya uNkulunkulu, wakhiya uNkulunkulu.
So Noah entered the ark and God shut the door and locked it.
Hawu masokutheli amanzi kwehla, amanzi kube ngathi athelwe ngamabhakede. Bakhijima, Noah, Noah, sibulele. Athi angikwazi ukuvula, kwavala uNkulunkulu.
And when the rain came down in bucketfuls, then the people rushed to the ark and shouted to Noah, please open for us. And Noah said, I can't open because I didn't close the door. God closed it. I remember a girl that wrote to matric here in the school here, DSS.
Wasuka waputuka ngoba la ekhaya intombi zethu zintombi nto, kodwa yena waputuka waphala umatric wahamba wayizala ingane.
And she went off the rails and somehow slipped through. And so after she wrote matric, she went and she had that illegitimate child.
But, wathi wesibanibani, wesibanibani, ubengasanyakazi, esequlekile, uNkulunkulu besekhile.
When she was on her deathbed in hospital, she asked for someone to come to see her. And when that person from here got to see her, she couldn't speak anymore. She just could say one word over and over again. God had locked the door.
She was unconscious. Ubesekhululekile. Engasezwa lutho, ungasakwazi ukukhuluma naye. Maye! Uma uNkulunkulu ekhuluma nawe, ungamlaleli, uzokhiya. Uzokhiya. Wena uthi, hawu, ngizobuya, ngizobuya, ngizobuya. Uma isekhile keke. Angithi, abasothukela feri bengakasihlubuki. Bambisa ubhutbani, omunye. Akeze, waza, ngifuna ukukhuluma, uma ifika, ngqi umlomo. Valegile. Waphinda kaningana. Valegile. Uma uNkulunkulu esefaka ukhiye. Maye kuwe. Uma unenkani, udelele izwi likaNkulunkulu umfulathele, ophezu konke angakhiya.
Woe to you when God gives you an opportunity to make things right and you don't make use of it, because the day comes when He locks the door, when you can do nothing about it anymore. You can do nothing when He's locked the door.
Ababili ke emsebenzini besila etsheni. Besebenza insimini yokhali cilonga omunye athathwe omunye ashiywe.
So two will be in the field or two will be at the mill together, and then the trumpet will sound, one will be taken and the other will be left behind.
Bese kuthiwa encwadini waseKorinte lokhu kuyokwenzeka ngokuphazima kweso.
And then in Corinthians we read that this will happen in the twinkling of an eye.
Ngokuphazima kweso ngeke umbone ngokuba bembona uJesu enyuka. Uzothi nje ubone selingubo sehambile akasekho.
It won't be like when He was taken up slowly into heaven. No, this will happen in a twinkling of an eye, when suddenly you will notice that the person that was with you before is no longer there.
Kungenzeka ukuthi ababili babesentweni omunye awe phansi useyafa. Kukhona lokho. Kodwa maqondana nokwehla kukaJesu ngokukhala kwecilongo ngeke kube njalo. Kuzoba ngokuphazima kweso ufica umuntu engasekho. Omunye uzosala, omunye athatha.
So it won't be like when you're working with someone and suddenly he drops down dead, just all of a sudden without warning. No, this is something different. This is when the Lord comes again, when the trumpet sounds, the one will be snatched away and he will no longer be there.
Inyama negazi ayikwazi ukudla umbuso wezulu. Kusho ukuthi ngokuphazima kweso umuntu usuguquliwe. Uma ngithi ingubo ziyosala, hayi ukuthi uzoba ngqunu, useguquliwe. Usenomzimba omusha wenkazimulo.
So that person
uhlangabeza inkosi emoyeni
will be snatched up, but because flesh and blood can't inherit the kingdom of heaven, that person is changed in a moment.
UPaul uthi ke nabafileyo encwadini kwabasefilipi ba athi yena qobo lwakhe uyafuna ukufinyelela, uyajonga afinyelele kulokhu kuvuka kwabafileyo.
And then in Philippians, Paul writes, he says he also would like to attain to the resurrection of the dead.
What does it say in English? Philippians 3, verse 11. What translation have you got?
New American.
New American, what does it say?
In order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
Oh, yes. That's not what the Greek says. If you read the Amplified Bible, they've translated according to the Greek. To the resurrection, not only of the dead, all the dead that they'll rise, the resurrection out of the dead. Many will remain dead. Out of the dead, some will rise. Just as those two, the one stays, the other, in the twinkling of an eye, will meet the Lord.
Kusho ukuthi lapha ngesigriki machaza kuchaza ukuthi abanye befile kubo laba bafile kukhona bazohlwithwa njengalabo basebenzayo thatho yet salabani nalapha bazohlwithwa abanye bevuka abanye qha.
Die Auferstehung heraus aus den Toten, die anderen bleiben tot. Aber die, die mit dem Herrn sind, werden auferstehen. The rest will remain dead. Only those that are ready and have been ready will rise. The others stay in the graves. Their time will come. But first of all, the Church of Christ, the Bride of Christ, in the twinkling of an eye will be caught up and meet with all the saints, and their bodies in the graves will rise, and then the souls will be together, united again with their bodies. And he'll come with all the saints, those that have gone before. Singene emshadweni wenkosi.
Kushuthi bayovuka kuqala laba abafele enkosini bese umphefumulo wabo uxhumana nomzimba wako ovukile omusha abawutholayo bayosala abanye ithuba labo liseza kodwa bayovuka kuqala laba abafele enkosini
kusho ukuthi uma khala icilongo manje uJesu uzokhetha bakhe athathe lo oselungele olindele uJesu uthi olungele ukubuya kwakhe. Abanye bazosala. Nasina kwabafileyo bazosala akhiphe lo.
So when the trumpet sounds, those that were ready, as the Lord says, who were prepared, those who are ready for his coming, they will be caught up to meet him in the air. And even the dead who were prepared when they died, they as well.
Bese sibe semshadweni.
And then we will be caught up to be with him at that great wedding feast.
And Paul didn't take it for granted. Paul akashonga ukuthi vele ngizoba khona. Cha. Akasho njalo encwadini kwabaseFilipi isahluko sesithathu.
So Paul didn't just take it for granted, as he says in Philippians 3.
Uthu Pauli Evesini leshumu kuze ngimazi yena namandla okuvuka kwakhe nokuhlanganyela izinhluphekweni zakhe ngimfuse ngokufa kwakhe uma mhlawumbe ngingaze ngifinyelele ekuvukeni kwabafileyo.
And as he says here in verse 10 of verse 3 of chapter 3, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead.
In order. He put his everything into it. He didn't say, I take it for granted, I'll be there. No, he says, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be ready. I want to be prepared that when he comes, that I'll, even if I'm dead, that I'll ukuze ngifinyelele kuloko kuvuka kwabafileyo.
Kusho ukuthi uPaul wayezimisele engathathi kalula nje ukuthi awuvele ngiyoba ngikhona. Ufaka wonke amandla akhe ukuze afinyelele khona.
Besathi hayi ukuthi sengiphelelisiwe.
And he says, not that I've already been perfected. Some don't understand
that.
And they say, but how can you say you are perfect already or perfected when Paul himself said he hadn't attained to it?
Upaul ubekhuluma ngokuvuka kwabafileyo. Ubengakavuki. Ikhedonga.
Paul there was referring to the resurrection of the dead. That's what he was referring to, that he hadn't attained to that yet, but he was striving to attain to it.
That's why he couldn't say, I'm already perfect. But if you carry on, he says, all of us that are perfect, let's be like-minded. But in this instance, he was speaking about the resurrection out of the dead ones.
Kusho kwenye indawo Paul yakhuluma ukuthi sonke siphelelisiweyo ake sibe ngqondo inye. Kusho ukuthi la ukhuluma ngabantu abapheleleyo kodwa kule ndima ubesakhuluma maqondana nokuvuka kwabafileyo.
Kusho ukuthi ke ku 42:24 ngakho ke lindani ngoba nazi ukuthi inkosi iyakufika ngaluphu suku.
Therefore be alert, for you do not know the day or hour when the Lord will return.
Verse 44, ngalokho nani hlalani nilungele. Hlalani nilungele.
For this reason you be ready.
Awusazi isikhathi.
You do not know the hour or the time.
Hlala ulungele. Mhlawumbe ulinda bese usukuye kwanokheshin afika uJesu lapho usele.
But
noma uyakhasuka uthatha umfazi ngamawala akhaman afike kuleso sikhathi usele ngeke umhlangabeze uJesu neqhubu lakho namawala akho nokukhasuka kwakho uyadlala.
But be prepared all the time, because you don't know when he'll come. You could be ready, but then you slip out here to the neighbors to do your wrong thing. And then he comes at that moment, and you are found unprepared. Or you are ready, and suddenly you get angry and annoyed with your wife. You speak horribly to her, and at that moment he comes, and you're not prepared.
Ngalokho nani hlalani nilungele ngoba indodana yomuntu iyakufika ngesikhathi eningasicabangiyo.
For this reason you be ready too, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour when you do not think he will.
Akekho wazi isikhathi sokuthi uzofika nini, akekho ngakhomba isikhathi, kodwa uzofika ngesikhathi ongasicabanganga.
No one knows when he will come, but what we do know is that he'll come at a time when you don't expect it.
Nakoke, hlala ulungele ukubuya kwakhe. Ngoba uzofika ngesikhathi ungasicabanganga. Usulungele ukuhlangabezana noJesu emoyeni. Ukuse sikhiskat, hayi ake ngihambe ngilungise indaba, ngisazoyihlambulula, ngisazoyinikela. Kuzoba ngokuphazima kweso.
Therefore be prepared, because you do not know when he'll come. He'll come unexpectedly, and when he comes, it'll be so sudden, there won't be time to then suddenly run and say, well, now I want to confess my sin, I want to make right my life. There will be no time for that. Make right your life and be prepared all the time.
Ngoba uma ifike thathi ibandla lakho sale. Hey, yokujelwa uSathane asinasikhathi ukukhuluma ngalokho. Kuzoba isikhathi lapho uSathane ededelwe emhlabeni asebenze njengomphiko uKristu.
If you stay behind when the Lord comes, when the trumpet sounds and the Lord fetches his own, if you stay behind there, it'll be a time where the devil will be let loose and you will have a terrible time if you get left behind. We don't have time to talk about that.
Namhla kusekhona ibandla likaJesu emhlabeni.
Today is a time where the bride of Christ and the church of Christ is still here on earth.
Umoya ongcwele usasebenza.
The Holy Spirit is still at work.
Kodwa uma bangcwele sebethathiwe wena usele nebusi. Usele nomquba emhlabeni. Kuyoba njani?
But when the saints have been snatched up, taken to glory, you can imagine what it will be like. Everyone else who wasn't prepared and who is living in sin will be left behind, and you'll be left with those. So redeem the time. The Lord is coming soon. At the sound of the trumpet, the saints will meet him. Make sure that when that
uzothathwa ikhukhula kwasinda labo nje
Make sure when that day comes, when that hour comes, that you are found to be in the ark. Get into the ark now, because when those floods come and you're not in the ark, there's no hope for you.
Uma ebuya uJesu ungekho emkhunjini ungekho kuye.
In those days, even the animals had more brains than the human beings, even though they thought themselves wise. So make sure that you are in the ark when Jesus comes.
The animals, even the pig went in, but the human being outside. Woe to you if Christ returns and you're not in the ark. You're not in Christ. Njengensimbe ubuthe, ifike ibuthe ezinye insimbi. Kanjalo uJesu uzofika uma unobuKristu. Ngisho ebuthongweni uzokuthatha.
It will be
namathele kuye.
It will be like a big magnet. You know, when you bring a magnet close to other pieces of metal, also magnets, they are drawn to each other. So the Lord, in that day, will draw those unto Himself who are in Him and are like Him. Because of time, we won't ask the choir to sing anymore. We will just pray. And then we can go home and think about that, what we've heard, that we can digest it and chew the cud.
Shall we rise and sing? Go sing, O Moyo Ngcwele, vuseleli izwi lakho ezinhlizweni zethu.
Lord, by your Holy Spirit, make alive your word in our hearts.
Sizwile izwi eliphuma emlonyeni wakho ukuthi lindani, hlalani lungele ngoba nisazi isikhathi sami sokubuya.
We've heard the words that you yourself spoke coming out of your mouth, saying, be prepared, be alert, watchful, for you know not the hour when I will return.
Sibona izinto zenzeka emhlabeni.
We see things happening here on earth. If we look at the signs, your coming must be very soon. But you also say that it will be at a time that we do not expect. Now we wonder, Lord, when that unexpected time comes, when it comes, what it will find us busy with.
Amen.
Amen.